You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Holiday hoopy waddy.
Ow! Son of a nut crack!
Peace on earth! Give me present!
Money! I'm home!
How do I look? Nice?
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. Well, Christmas is over, and it's been kind of a little weird around here, so I haven't really been around on social media or anything like that. So what I've done is I've compiled 2 weeks of content for you. I've been debating if I should do every other week episode since content is coming in slowly, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do that or not, or be every week. So subscribe to the podcast and whatever platform you listen to, and new episodes will drop in your feed as they come in so you won't miss a thing. As usual in this episode, I'll get you up to date on things that have dropped in the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, you can go to christmaspodcasts.com and find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. Let's get on with this episode.
Hello, Rabbit.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of December 26th through January 1st and January 2nd through the 8th. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 28th titled On Lawn Chair, On Badminton, Up, Up, and Away. We may officially be past Christmas 2020. However, the elves at Tis the Podcast are determined to keep the Christmas spirit alive as much as ever before. In this episode, they start the official countdown to Christmas 2021 with the 2002 Disney straight-to-video movie Winnie the Pooh, A Very Merry Pooh Year. In it, hear Julia, Tom, and Anthony talk about their long histories with that silly old bear, talk about which character from the 100-acre wood they're most like, and much more, including the original concept for how Santa was supposed to die at the beginning of The Santa Claus, how much they want Steve Carell to play Santa in a Christmas movie, and a review that Anthony can't even get through reading without laughing. So settle in beside your Christmas tree, enjoy those lights while you can before it comes down for the year, and enjoy this fun-filled episode. Netflixmas Podcast had an episode on the 28th titled El Camino Christmas, We Miss Letterkenny. If this is your first listening to this podcast, you may want to pick another one. Or if you hate this movie, this will be a good episode for you. Scarlett and Holly are too exhausted to even write a good description of this episode. All they have to say is that they miss Letterkenny, and that's not how fridges work. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 28th titled A Cozy Christmas Clatter with guest Todd Killian. In this episode, Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter stops by and he and Art enjoy a cozy chat. This is the full interview that you heard a portion of in the Christmas Extravaganza episode. Todd and Art talk about podcasting, working at the USPS, the Weather family and Christmas, the Killian family cookie day, Christmas trees, an exclusive never-before-told Todd Killian Christmas memory, and Art also shares a story with Todd about why his sister sends him a penny at Christmas. TGI Podcast, an episode on December 29th titled Full House, Happy New Year. In this episode, Matt is discussing Happy New Year from Season 4 of Full House. He discusses why Joey was never allowed to have joy in his life in the show, how Michelle is basically every adult spirit animal in a particular scene, and why Comet is the best TV dog. As always, Matt also determines whether or not this episode is a holiday classic. Matt also explains what is ahead for the podcast in the non-Burr months and discusses all the fun-filled episodes that are in the future. Netflixmas Podcast, an episode on December 30th titled Just Another Christmas, featuring Jessica Leith, crying in a bowl of time loops. This movie made all three ladies cry so dang much. Jessica Leith joins Holly and Scarlett to talk about this Brazilian Netflix original. If you like having emotions and fun time loops, this movie is a great take on it. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on the 30th titled Minute 40, Very Passionate Discussion About a Magical Snow Globe. Santa is fascinated by a snow globe, and then we are in the hustle and bustle of modern-day New York City. Plus, John passionately makes an argument that the snow globe is actually magical. John and Ben attempt to figure out when exactly this part of the movie is taking place, the lyrics to the song that the choir is singing and who wrote it, and the career of actor Walter Wally Goodman, whose final credited role was that of the drunken street corner Santa in this movie. Join them as they discuss Minute 40 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 30th, titled Season Final, What You Must Start Doing Today to Make Christmas 2021 the Best Christmas Ever. It's the last episode for 2020. This is Christmas Potting's 2020 season finale. In this episode, Liam and Ness discuss how they are prolonging the season and keeping the Christmas magic alive, why you should become a Christmas squirrel, and how it will help make Christmas 2021 the best Christmas ever. How long should you leave up your decorations, trees, and lights? They have the definitive answer. Plus, Liam and Ness wrap up the year with a show classic, Taking Care of Christmas, on the season finale of Australia's Only Christmas Podcast. Holly Jolly Xmasu Podcast, an episode on the 31st titled Mistaken Identity. Welcome to episode 12 of Holly Jolly Xmasu. In this special bonus episode, Scott talks about the pitfalls and pratfalls associated with collecting foreign records. In particular, he discusses a pair of albums he thought were Christmas albums, but turned out not to be. This episode was completely unplanned. This brings him to 12 episodes for his first season, and he doesn't plan on doing this often. It takes a lot of time and effort to research some of these albums, and there's only so much time in a month. As for the albums Scott covers in this episode, despite them not being Christmas albums, he does have a bit of a fondness for them. The research he did on them was frustrating at the time, but it helped him get better at finding new music and tracking down information about some of these albums and artists. Tropical Winter was also responsible for exposing him to more Japanese artists and led to Scott discovering what is now one of his favorite albums, Mayo Shono's I. He had a lot of fun with Lada Srivaranan's Oh My Dear just because it was such a challenge. While he didn't spend nearly as much time researching this episode as he normally does, he did uncover some facts about the artist he wasn't aware of before. The biographical information about Lada Srivaranan was the biggest find, but he also found a lot of details about the Japanese singers that he hadn't heard before. Hopefully that keeps this episode somewhat interesting. Jingle Jank Podcast, an episode on January 3rd titled Sellout Christmas Songs. Scott and Jay are joined by Tony Dixon, their chief compliance officer, to discuss sellout Christmas songs where an artist changed a popular song just slightly enough to call it a Christmas song. Artists include Randy Bachman, Mike Love, Tommy Tutone, Los Del Rio, Cheap Trick, and more. Tis the Podcast, an episode on January 4th titled You Sound Sweet, But You Don't Make Sense. Holiday Inn. A new year, more Tis the Podcast. Tom Anthony and Julia are kicking off 2021 with a Christmas classic, 1942's Holiday Inn, starring Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby. The elves don't agree, which means it's a fun episode. Hear all about their Christmas and New Year's celebrations. Netflixmas Podcast, an episode on January 4th titled Midnight at the Mongolia, featuring Taylor Wallace Regal. Why does everyone assume people hate jazz now? The ladies finally cover a movie about radio DJs with an actual radio DJ. Taylor Wallace joins Scarlett and Holly to answer their questions as well as debunk some inaccuracies portrayed in these movies. Also, Scarlett really hated this movie and she'll extract her revenge on Holly for picking it. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. TGI Podcast, an episode on January 5th titled Everybody Loves Raymond, Snow Day. TGI Podcast is back to kick off the new year with brand new content. With the Burr months sadly in the rearview mirror, Matt is now looking ahead to what 2021 will bring. To begin this year, he is venturing into the world of Everybody Loves Raymond to cover the episode titled Snow Day from the show's sixth season. In this episode, Matt discusses his history with the show itself. He breaks down some middle-aged dance moves and explains why Drunk Ray Barone is the best Ray Barone. In addition to talking about Everybody Loves Raymond, Matt also discusses what is ahead for the podcast in the next episode. This episode also gets closed out by determining whether or not Snow Day should be deemed a winter classic. Netflixmas podcast, an episode on January 6th titled The Prom, featuring Marsha and Drea, are the 2 hours worth it? Holly and Scarlett are joined by the musical nerd Marsha and Drea. Since Marsha has seen the stage production, the ladies get a good insight as to whether the stage or screen was better. They found out that there was an added storyline and an added character. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on the 6th titled Minute 41, Appreciating a Good Doily, featuring Carrie K. Heim. The unscrupulous street corner Santa helps himself to the charity donations and a drink of booze while Joel looks on in disgust. Then across the street, we join Cornelia inside the fancy townhouse while her nanny, Miss Tucker, scolds her for not doing her homework. John and Ben talk about how the scene plays out a little differently in the novel and the comic book. Career highlights of actors Christian Fitzpatrick, who played Joe, Carrie K. Heim, who played Cornelia, and Dorothea Phillips, who played Miss Tucker. And they briefly talk to Carrie about The Parent Trap 2 and Pippi Longstocking. Join them as they discuss Minute 41 of Santa Claus, the movie from 1985.
Yo, Bob! Break's over!
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. And I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Astin, and let me know. I also love hearing from you, too, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. I also encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot